It's Friday, August 9th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. A long-standing Indiana reentry program will be able to help employ more formerly incarcerated people. A new train ride, 48 original food and drink choices, tortoise feeding, and a mullet competition. We take a look at the Indiana State Fair's new offerings this year. And if you take a look and a listen around you, the local music scene is exploding. WBOI's Julia Meek talks with Visit Fort Wayne's Jessa Campbell about how we can capture, share, and grow it. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A long-standing Indiana reentry program will be able to help hundreds more people. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, Governor Mike Braun visited Recycle Force in Indianapolis, which will receive millions in federal funding to advance work that employs formerly incarcerated people.
Recycle Force is an electronic waste recycling operation that has been offering job training and work opportunities for decades. An arm of the nonprofit, Keys to Work, helps place citizens into full-time jobs. Braun says even before the grant, the group's partnership has helped reduce the state's unemployment rate.
We're now at 3.3%. That's getting into uncharted territory. And thank you for what you do to actually feed the system with new recruits. Give it up to them.
The funding aims to give training and employment opportunities to nearly 700 young adults. The two grants, one also going to the state's Workforce Development Department, are awarded through the Department of Labor. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
A new train ride, 48 original food and drink choices, tortoise feeding, and a mullet competition. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the Indiana State Fair's new offerings this year.
The State Fair kicks off with the popular Taste of the Fair, where fairgoers can vote for their favorite original food and beverages. Jessica Orm with Nitro Hog Barbecue thought up the Smork.
And it is a fried sugar biscuit, and then we put marshmallow fluff with chocolate chips and then mini dehydrated marshmallows. And then we're going to toast it. And we'll add a little bit of pulled pork.
There's also hot Cheeto fried Oreos, corn dog beer, and a blue raspberry milkshake. A newly revamped Big Top Circus will return to the fair. A VHS revival exhibit takes people back to the days of the video store, and a new interactive wiffle ball field is set up for young fans. More than 800,000 people are expected to attend the fair this summer. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
If you take a look and a listen around you, the music scene is exploding. In fact, Visit Fort Wayne's Jessa Campbell says we're ready to make some national noise as our official music economy strategy takes shape. Here, WBOI's Julia Meek and Campbell discuss how we can capture, share, and grow it with the help of sound diplomacy and what this will mean to the entire community.
Jessa Campbell, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Visit Fort Wayne and Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. have been working overtime on a Music City project, and our connection in this project is sound diplomacy. Mm-hmm. Would you explain their place and purpose in the process?
So sound diplomacy, they are international experts and do studies and economic impact assessments on communities who want to capture the benefits from creating a creative community and specific to music. So they did an asset mapping, they did an economic impact analysis of the output of music and music byproducts, as well as just the whole industry itself. And they put that all together in this strategy and recommendations of around 17 projects that we can put out as our vision and focus for building a city with music at the forefront.
What did that define for our next steps?
That here's what our vision is, and here is the place we're going to do it with a music office and a music board.
So the music office is official.
It is official. We have a place it's going to sit. Well, it's kind of based off of a group of 7 board members with Visit Fort Wayne, Greater Fort Wayne, the City of Fort Wayne, Embassy Theater, Arts United, Surak Enterprises, and Sweetwater. So they're all going to be guiding this office, and we're going to be hiring for executive director, the first executive director, to lead this strategy and help guide growing a music ecosystem in our community, or continue to grow, because we already have one. And how do we capitalize on that? it is going to be at Arts United. While they aren't going to be leading the initiative by themselves, they've got 7 board members behind us that I mentioned, and that will be guiding that person's position.
Okay, so what's next?
Yes, so we have some low-hanging fruit, of course, to build out maybe a one-stop shop for permitting. So it makes it more of a seamless opportunity for individuals who want to create activations, to perform on our streets, to just be a part of that community more, to make it easier. We have some amazing assets within our community, Purdue, Fort Wayne, University of St. Francis. How do we make sure that those students coming through that program stay in Fort Wayne, give them opportunities? But some really initial ones will likely be, how do we tell this story? Not only locally, but internationally, regionally, through Visit Fort Wayne's work, through Sweetwater's work. How do we all speak and share that same sound with our friends and people who want to learn more about our community?
So, Jessa, from the economic development side of your office, how is this going to help things?
The economic impact we'll see is bringing in conferences and conventions. We're already looking at music-related conventions we can host within our community, bringing in that spending to not only our venues like the Grand Wayne Convention Center, Memorial Coliseum, but into our hotels and restaurants and attractions. But then from a broader perspective, it's this music office building out structures that bring in that creative community and culture feel that people want to be a part of, whether it's building a business here, or maybe it's a local entrepreneur building out a studio or production facility. And then it's that supporting the local artists in their upskilling of their experiences, from knowing that there was a big gap in the study that we found from those who make music a part of their daily job and those who haven't been able to make that a reality. And so there's a skills gap in there, and maybe a position or business need with those managers, artist relations, studios, but also then the publishing of that music. So we have an opportunity to incubate, to provide services for those needs specifically, and that will then impact bringing in those more artists to our community. We already have an artist community.
Jessa Campbell is Visit Fort Wayne's Director of Destination Development and Communications. Thank you for sharing your update. Blessings on that journey every step of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Julia.
Hear an extended version of this conversation at wboi.org/news. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Fort Wayne is now recognized as a Purple Heart City. State efforts to get young children back into daycare are expanding after Indiana stopped issuing new child care vouchers to low-income families in 2024. And just when it seemed to be over, Indiana's gas tax holiday will continue. That's who and what for Friday, August 9th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.